This is 5 Minute Friday!
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome back, everyone, to 5 Minute Fridays. That's right, we're back. Back every Friday. And I just had my team in town with me for a couple of days this week here in Los Angeles and was super excited to connect with them. One of them has been working with me for a year and I've never met her in person, actually. So it was good to get the core group of my team together. A couple of other people that I work part-time and a newer hire who I did not fly out yet, but eventually I'll have them come out here again soon. And I want to talk about, I get asked all the time, you know, how do you find great people on your team? I've got some killer all-stars. And the goal is to find the varsity squad. I have gone through, over the 5 or 6 years I've been building my online business and being an entrepreneur, I've gone through a lot of JV players, and a lot of it, I take all responsibility on my end because I didn't know what to look for. I didn't know how to properly communicate, and I didn't know how to set clear expectations. So I want to talk about how I found my team, how you can find your team, and the power of trusting your team to run the ship for you and with you. So the first thing really, guys, is you want to find quality people you can trust and that you can trust them with basically your information, because my team has access to a lot of the trainings that I do, a lot of the back-end content, you know, all the stuff I do. They have access to it because I want to empower them. I don't want to be micromanaging them or having them check with me and then me implementing it. I want them to implement it and really empower the growth of our mission, which is to serve 100 million people. And I can't do that by myself. So I've got to have great people around me. So the key, guys, is to find all-star players. So here are the four things that I look for when I'm hiring someone. The four things I look for. The first thing is attitude. Because if someone brings a negative Nancy attitude, I just don't want them on my team. You know, from playing sports a lot, whenever we had that one person that was always complaining or rolling his eyes or never doing the work or just getting in trouble and had a negative energy, it brought the whole team down. So I'd rather take someone with positive energy and train them the skills than have someone super talented with negative energy. I don't want them on my team. I don't want them anywhere around me. I don't care if they're the best person in the world at what they do. If they bring the negative energy, I don't want that unless they're willing to shift it before they come into my workspace. So the first thing is the attitude. You want to find that. You want to make sure that when you're talking with someone, you're hiring someone, you take your time and you connect with them and you make sure you feel out their attitude. And get, I mean, listen, guys, ask them for references, because you want to ask those people, what is their attitude like? And if they say that sometimes they're negative or this and that, then you probably don't want them on your team. But if they're like, you know what, they were always positive and always excited, then that's a different story. That's the people you want to look into further. So that's number one, is attitude. Number two is hustle. Hustle is huge for me. I'm a hustler, and I didn't really think I had much talent. I had a positive attitude and I had hustle, and that's what's gotten me to where I'm at now, along with building great relationships. But when you can't really teach hustle, you know, someone's either got it or they don't. You're either lazy or you like to work and you like to get things done and you like to be hustling. So I look for someone who loves to be productive and not just busy, but someone who loves to think ahead and be creative on how they can be efficient with their hustle. So it's not just about being busy work, but someone who is like smart and develops systems so that their hustle is leveraged and maximized. Okay. So you want to find someone who's smart enough to create a system to maximize their hustle and create this momentum of unbelievable energy. That's what you want to create. If everyone on your team is doing that, man, it's hard to stop you. So that's number two, is hustle. The next thing I would say I look for is integrity. So I've had, you know, people in the past who just weren't their word. When I'd set clear expectations, which is something you really want to make sure you do when you're training someone, is to set clear expectations. When I would do that, the people, you know, I would say, when are you going to get this done by? They'd say, you know, Friday by 5 o'clock. And then I don't hear anything until the next week. And then they send it in and they don't give me, they don't clear with me. They don't renegotiate their time. All they do is give an excuse, or they don't say anything. And that for me is out of integrity. So you want to be clear with your expectations. Otherwise, you're just going to be like, you know, frustrated that the person didn't do what they said they were going to do. Now, if you need to renegotiate your time, or you need to renegotiate something, that's a completely different story. That's okay. But if someone says they're going to get something done, or they're going to deliver something with a certain expectation and they don't, and they just make an excuse, then that is a no-no. Again, that takes down the energy, that takes back the efficiency, and it brings down the whole team, because it's bringing down the mission and your vision. So that's integrity, guys. You got to look for integrity. And again, when you're cross-referencing references, you want to make sure you ask about that. And then the fourth thing that I look for, everyone, is talent. So you notice the talent wasn't the first thing. I feel like you can train people how to do a lot of the things in business. You know, there's definitely people that are skilled in specific areas. You know, I'm probably not going to hire someone that doesn't know how to do video editing unless they've taken classes and they're skilled in it and they've got experience. But there are certain things you can hire people for. If they've got hustle, if they've got a great attitude, if they've got integrity, then you can train them a lot of the things that we're doing, at least with building a business and building a business online. You know, if they've got any type of skills, if they've got a high school, degree or a college degree, things like that, then they can learn these things, okay? It's not that challenging when you're trying to build your business. But you want to find someone who is talented as well. If you can find someone with all four, then you've got a killer package. You've got an all-star player. You've got someone who's going to be on your varsity starting five. And that's what you want to look for, is those key players who you can put on the court as your starting five. If you've got some good players, but they're going to be on the bench, those aren't the type of players you want. Maybe those are some interns that you're working in, that you're developing to see if they're going to grow into becoming more of a part-time, full-time employee, one of your key all-star starting five. But you want to make sure that you've got players that could all play in the rotation of your starting five at all times. That's what you want to look for. And here's the thing, guys. I get so many people asking me, well, how do you find these people? And to be honest, it's taken me years to figure out how to really communicate effectively so that the people that I'm working with on my team feel seen, feel heard, feel appreciated. Because I think there's a lot of people out there who hire and then just treat their team like crap. And that's not something I want to do. You know, my team came out here. We went hiking today. I took them on a helicopter ride yesterday around Los Angeles. We went to a meditation class. I took them out to eat everywhere. You know, my goal was to really make them feel, appreciated and heard and seen, which, because they're worth it. They're incredible. Another thing is most people don't pay their team what they're worth.
And so their team feels resentful, or they're always looking for the better option. They're always looking for someone else to hire them. Or they're not giving their best effort because they're resentful about it. They're frustrated. They don't feel like they're getting what they're worth. So you want to make sure you pay people what they're worth, whether that's people in the United States or in your own country, wherever you're listening to this, or if that's outsourcing it overseas. You want to pay people what they're worth. Don't just try to undercut them. Create the win-win. Obviously, you know, make it fair, okay? And that's really the key, guys. You got to pay them what you're worth. Make sure when you're training people, don't just throw them in and say, go. You really got to be patient those first couple of months. If you're lucky, like my team, you know, they pretty much were seamless within the first couple of weeks, getting them trained up. I had some training materials and documents already that I handed over to them and said, go through these first. So I trained them up first. Be patient with them. One of my employees, I switched her over from some of the content stuff to doing a lot of the podcast editing, and she was completely newbie. And it took her a few months to really get the system down, but now she does an incredible job. And she's, you know, by being patient and working with her and allowing her to mess up and not get frustrated, it's now created a seamless process with the podcast editing, with the whole show notes and with everything. And it's beautiful. So that's really what you want to do. One thing that I like to do that's been working for me is a daily check-in. I'm not trying to micromanage everyone. You know, I've got a small lean team, but what I do want to know as someone who's, you know, paying all the salaries and paying all the overhead and has a lot of expenses is I want to make sure that what I'm investing in is getting me a return, right? Making sure that what I'm doing to invest in my team, that they're creating and being productive to move things forward for our mission. So I have them just send me an email at night when they're done with their workday with an update of what they created and what the results they produced and if they have any questions for me. And that's really, guys, how I do it. It's taken me a number of years. I'm still learning. You know, I'm definitely not perfect at everything I'm doing with my team. I'm still learning to be a better, you know, coach or teammate myself. But it's a process. It's a journey. And you want to give yourself that flexibility, be patient. But the key is to find positive people with a great attitude. Find people who want to hustle and who will love to be a part of a mission. Find people with integrity who are their word. And find talented people, people that can develop skills over time if they don't have them yet and will become talented at what they do. And that is how you trust your team to get the most out of your team so that your business was more efficient, more effective, more productive, and get you the results that you're really looking for in business. That's the key, guys. Hopefully this has been a helpful 5-minute Friday. And make sure to treat your team like family, you know, really treat them with the respect they deserve and their worth, because they're doing a lot with you and for you. And you want to just treat them really well. That's a key. Have a big heart, but also make sure you're being clear with your, you know, instructions and training and making sure you're not crossing the boundaries of a working relationship, but treat them with the respect that they deserve because they are definitely worth it. This has been episode number 141, 5-Minute Fridays. Go back to lewishouse.com/141 to check out the show notes here of the main key points that we said for how to find and develop and trust your team. And how to hire the right people and how to really build that out. Again, lewishouse.com/141. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends because I would love you so very much if you do. You guys are incredible. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. This is 5-Minute Fridays. My name is Lewis House. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. Zoom.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.